Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learned the Flamed Alv of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. Some of the topics we're learning about today include a discussion of the Shir Shel Yom, the specific chapter in Tehillim that was sung by the Levim in the Beis HaMikdash each day of the week with the daily sacrifices, a discussion of the 10 travels of the Shekhinah, which left Klai Yisrael because of their sins preceding the Churban of the first Beis HaMikdash, as well as the 10 places to which the Sanhedrin was exiled after the Churban of the second Beis HaMikdash. A further takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that a witness need not follow the Reish Beis Din, but rather come to the place where the Beis Din regularly sits. A listing of all 9 takanas that were instituted by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Some of the key topics and concepts they learn about include Shir Shel Yom. Part of the service performed by the Levim in the Beis HaMikdash is to sing chapters of Tehillim that are accompanied by musical instrumentation, while the Nesachim are being poured on top of the Mizbeach. Each day has a designated Shir specific for that day. Lishkas HaGazas, literally the Chamber of Hewn Stone, which was the place in the Beis HaMikdash where the 71 judges of the Sanhedrin HaGedolah sat in judgment. Some Mefarshim explained the words Lishkas HaGazas as the Chamber of Pruning, as the Sanhedrin would weed out Kehanim of questionable lineage. Karban Shel Ger, a non-Jew becomes a convert to Judaism after completing the following stages: undergoing circumcision, immersing in a mikvah, bringing an animal or two birds as a carbon oila, sprinkling the dam, the carbon, upon the ger. However, the carbon does not prevent the conversion, and as there is presently no Beis HaMikdash, this step is not required to complete the conversion process. Kerem Revai, fruit that grows in the fourth year, following the 3 years of Arla, are called Revai. The Torah calls these fruits Kodesh, and they must be brought to Yerushalayim and eaten there in a state of purity. There is a machlekes in the Gemara where the Revai applies to all fruits, net Revai, or only to grapes, kerem Revai. Lashon Shel Zahiris, a strip of crimson wool that turned white on Yom Kippur if the people's sins were forgiven. Seir HaMishtaleach, on Yom Kippur, 2 identical goats were brought before the Kohen Gadol. A geirel, lots were drawn to determine the Sar LaHashem, which would be brought out as a carbon, and the other will be the Sar LaZazel, which was sent to Azazel, a rocky mountain cliff, from where it was pushed to its death. The Sar HaMishtaleach symbolically carried with it all the sins of Klai Yisrael, which were forgiven when it was pushed over the cliff.